KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. We'll check you sports. First of all, from the weekend in championship action at the high school golf championships, the boys golf championships, the Griswold boys ended up with a 334 on the second day Saturday as they finished in sixth place in Class 1A in Marshalltown, shooting a 663 two-day total. Bishop Garrigan Catholic was the team champion. Jackson Lamb of Nottoway Valley shot a 78 on the final day to finish with a 157 two-day total. That was 16th place. Griswold's James Reynolds was right behind in 17th place, shooting a 158. Tyler Kruger of Riverside shot a 159, was 18th place. Jake Reynolds of Griswold shot a 160. He tied for 19th place. Winfield Mount Union's Caleb Hagee was the winner, shooting a 145, two-day total in Class 1A. The 2A meet in Ames saw Kemper Catholic second behind the champions Panorama. Mitchell Ludwig set the pace for the Knights as he tied for sixth place, shooting a 73 on Saturday. Overall champion was Will Babcock of Panorama. He shot a 70 on Friday and a 72 Saturday to finish eight strokes ahead of everyone else with a 142 two-day total. Tyler Boykman of Kemper Catholic also shot a 159 over the 2 days. He tied for 13th place in the weekend event. Also in high school tennis over the weekend, the boys' state tennis championships in Class 1A. All four individuals from around this area from the Hawkeye 10 Conference were beaten in their first round matches, including Nick Podaisky of Atlantic, who fell 6-1, 6-3 to Brady Pluger of Spencer in his first round match on Friday. Ryan Kuchera of Creston, Matt Moran of Denison, Weston Rowlands of Red Oak all were defeated in their first round matches, and then all were defeated in their consolation matches as they were eliminated from the tournament. For Podaisky, he lost to Jackson Takas of Dubuque Wallard 6-love and 6-3. Kuchera, Rowlands, and Moran also lost their first round consolation matches, and they were eliminated from the tourney. Among the locals in Class 1A doubles action on the weekend, the only team to win their first round match was the doubles team of Miller and Geezer from St. Albert as they post a 6-4, 6-2 win in the first round over their opponents from Boone. Denison's Kinsey and Pauly and Clorinda's Ketwick and Smith, they were all beaten in the first round. Kinsey and Pauly of Denison were beaten in the second round as well. In the first round consolation, Ketwick and Smith of Clorinda also were beaten in first round consolation. Miller and Geezer from St. Albert moved into the second round of consolation, and they were immediately defeated as well and eliminated from that weekend tournament. Also on the weekend in high school softball, recapping some scores and action from Saturday in girls softball action, it was Atlantic defeating Exira EHK 11-0, Clorinda down Bedford 13-3, Clorinda 23-0 over St. Albert. St. Albert beat Bedford 4-3, also Martinsdale St. Mary's took two from Guthrie Center 10-0 and 12-0. At the Red Oak Tournament on the weekend, in the championship round, it was Shenandoah 7-0 over Red Oak for fifth place. The third place match went to Riverside 14-1 over Fremont Mills. And in the championship, it was Essex edging Griswold by a final of 7-6. Also on the weekend, in boys baseball action, it was Shenandoah over Sydney 12-2. Boone beat Lewis Central 3-1. St. Edmund over Kemper Catholic 7-6. Kemper Catholic downed Alta Aurelia 8-6. Lawton Bronson over Nishnabotna 5-1. Lawton Bronson beat Logan Magnolia 11-8. Coon Rapids Bayard over Van Meter 3-0. Also, Southwest Valley beat East Union 6-5. And Wayne over Southwest Valley by a 14-4 final on Saturday. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, David Ross hit an RBI single with one out in the 11th inning Sunday, lifting the Chicago Cubs over the Kansas City Royals 2-1 in the only interleague game of the day. In American League action, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 9-5, the White Sox over Houston 6-0, Minnesota beat Toronto 6-5, Texas over Boston 4-3, Oakland beat the New York Yankees 3-0, Cleveland over Seattle in 12 innings 6-3, and the Angels down Detroit 4-2. Carlos Martinez wiped away tears during a pregame tribute to late teammate Oscar Tavares, and then he pitched one-hit ball for seven shutout innings to lead the St. Louis Cardinals over the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-1 on Sunday. Johnny Peralta homered and drove in all three runs for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 4-3. It was Cincinnati over Washington 8-2. Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-1. Milwaukee over Arizona in 17 innings 7-6. Atlanta beat San Francisco 7-5. And San Diego down Pittsburgh 7-1. Well, banner season came to an end for the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team as they fell to Missouri State 3-2 in the championship round of an NCAA regional in Springfield, Missouri.
You know, it was a strange game. It was a great game, but it was a strange game. We hung in there, didn't do much offensively, down a run and have a no-hitter, you know, in the sixth or seventh inning, whatever it was. And, you know, it was one of those games that you're not going to feel real good about for a while because you kind of gave them enough free bases that it cost you the ball game.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes advanced to the title round by edging Oregon 2-1 in 11 innings earlier on Sunday. Senior Nick Hibbing came on in relief to get the win in that game and then started the game against Missouri State. He was named the MVP of the regional. It was Iowa's first NCAA appearance since 1990, and they closed the season with a mark of 41-19.
It kind of shows what type of players we are and what type of teammates and people we are to stick to it and just keep on going regardless of what's going on, what people are saying. And the Hawkeye fans have been unbelievable this year. Can't say enough about them, how they rallied behind us.
That's junior pitcher Blake Hickman as the Hawkeye season comes to a close. A defending champion Jimmy Johnson is now a 10-time winner at Dover International Speedway after a first-place performance in the FedEx 400. He led the final 23 laps and finished ahead of Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Casey Kane for his series-leading fourth victory of the season. Johnson pulled away in the final restart to win the race and become the fifth NASCAR driver with 10 or more Sprint Cup victories at a single track. Harvick held a comfortable lead until the field was bunched on a late caution. In golf, Stephen Bowditch shot a final round 5-under-64 to finish at 18-under par and capture the PGA's Byron Nelson Classic in Irving, Texas. Bowditch finished four shots ahead of Charlie Hoffman, Scott Pinckney, and Jimmy Walker. And Wendy Ozdemore always made a difference on a basketball court, and now she's ready to do the same from the sidelines. The Daily Nonpareil reports the former Miss Iowa basketball and University of Iowa player is now the head girls basketball coach at Glenwood. She was hired late last week after six-year coach Barry Loffelbein decided in April to step down for family reasons. Ozdemore inherits a program that went 11-12 last year and 91-46 overall under Loffelbein. The Rams went to the state tournament in 2012, ending a 33-year drought. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.